97.5, The Fanatic.
The big dog hunt. Hello again, everybody. Joe Stazak in the house till 10 o'clock tonight. Big shoes to fill. Tyler Zuli with an unbelievably great job. He did from, was he 4 to 7, something like that today. Good lineup today. We had earlier, D. Lineham was in the house. Of course, Tyler Zuli's getting a lot of airtime nowadays. I am here till 10 o'clock and then right back at it tomorrow, folks. So deal with it. 9 to 12 tomorrow. 6 straight hours of me in between, sandwiched in between some syndication. So, I got very sick last weekend and, I told Coach immediately when it started happening, I was prepping for the show a couple hours before the show and I just got slammed with flu-like symptoms, and I just got hit so hard, and I told him, he said, forget it. You're off the schedule. You're off the schedule next weekend. You know, go get tested. You know, but just as quickly as it came, it left in about 4 days, and he asked me this week if I was okay, and I was 100%, so I'm back on the air, and I'm happy to be here. I have not been here since Sports Armageddon happened. Haven't had a chance to chime in, give my views. I am most distressed. I have to be honest with you. If I have to watch one more episode of Forensic Files, my head's going to explode. One of my favorite shows, but I'm done with it. And we're only like 5 days into this pandemic. My go-to activity is usually either the gym or television. I'm tired of television, and my gym is closed indefinitely. Now, I have a setup downstairs in my basement. I have, like, legitimate stuff, not like, you know, cement weights you get at Walmart. I have legitimate stuff downstairs, so I'm fine there. Still not quite the gym. They have more options there. But I'm done with television. I think I've watched Survive in Advance 3 times, Five Slam Majama twice, The Michael Vick Story twice, and only because I have an 11-second cameo in part 2. Yes, I am quite the narcissist. I think I've watched every 30 for 30. SportsCenter is painful to watch. I feel for them at SportsCenter. Like, I kind of feel for us a little bit. Not that I'm feeling sorry for us, but I know this is it's a challenge. I'm not going to lie. It's a challenge. To put together 3-4 hours of a show, try to entertain you, try to inform you, try to tell you what's going on, considering there are no games. Our job is really to analyze and talk about games. There are no games. None. Zero. Zero games. That's why I'm watching Survive in Advance. I'm getting the chills. I'm going to have to go back to 83 for that. I had the 2016 Villanova Carolina game taped. Broke up with my then girlfriend. She's now my wife. She erases it. We get back together like 2 days later. It's gone. So I don't have that anymore. I can't watch that. Although that was the number one play. They must have run the top 10 tournament moments about 17 times in 2 hours today. Christian Laettner was 4. I thought he'd be a little higher. Christian Laettner was 4. I was actually at that game. I was actually at the Chris Webber game. That was 7th. And Nova was number 1. Chris Jenkins hitting that shot, which was certainly gratifying watching that again. But I missed my tournament like nobody's business. And I'm going to throw this out to you. First of all, what's your go-to activity? My routine, not only because it's my job, because I enjoy it, is have dinner, maybe watch a show or two with the wife, you know, punch the clock, maybe even watch some Bachelor, tape my games. I go downstairs, watch my games when everyone's in bed, Sixers, Flyers. I'm glued to the Flyers these days. absolutely glued. Can't take my eyes off the Flyers. Sixers are a complete mess. But they're also, it's like that train wreck that you can't look away from watching the Sixers. So both teams I'm glued to. I got nothing. I don't have Villanova anymore to watch. I don't have my squad. There's nothing on. There's UFC. Go talk to Pat Egan if you want to talk about UFC. I have no idea about UFC, except it's the craziest sport I've ever seen. It's unbelievable. So Sports Armageddon, how are you dealing with Sports Armageddon? I am not handling it well. I am bored out of my mind. I've been sequestered since last Friday. That's 8 days ago. I got out of the house. My kids went to Target the other night, and I only went with them to get out of the house, and it was for 15 minutes, and I was thrilled. Target was like Disney World for me. I was just like, this is unbelievable. There's people, there's action, there's lights, there's stimulation, there's different colors, there's different movements. And then we go home and I'm back on my couch. It's just awful. So what's your go-to activity these days? Again, I usually go to the gym early in the morning, so I get that out of the way. I go with my wife like 7 o'clock. Done for the day. Usually, if I don't, then I'll go after dinner maybe. But usually I save after dinner for, you know, I hang with the wife, watch a show or two, watch my games, watch highlights of my games, watch post-game shows of my games. I don't know what to tell y'all. It's rough. I'm sure you're experiencing it too. I want to know, what do you miss the most right now? And it's probably going to be a sport. You know, it's going to be, well, baseball season was coming. It's not coming anymore, at least not for a while. Maybe you miss the Sixers. Maybe you miss the Flyers, who had won 9 of 10 after a close loss to Boston 2-0 after a 9-game winning streak. I got to be honest, I'm devastated that the tournament has been canceled. Devastated. I was talking about it 4 weeks ago. I'm like, hey, you know, we're getting close to Selection Sunday. It's coming. I love Selection Sunday. It's one of my favorite days of the year. And then Thursday goes by. I looked at the clock Thursday. I had forgotten it would have been the opening of the tournament at noon on Thursday. It's 12:40. I'm like, oh, it would have been halftime of game one. My bracket would have been done. I'm usually done by halftime of game one. But still, like last year, Virginia got some breaks. They got, you know, the Ty Jerome double dribble that wasn't called. Probably should have lost. Kyle Guy gets fouled on a turnaround three, and he nails all three free throws. Those were some of the most amazing games I've ever seen. The game against Purdue, the game against Auburn, and then the game against Texas Tech. That was so gratifying watching that tournament play out last year. And I had no skin in the game. I didn't care. I was just amazed at Virginia with, you know, a blonde-haired brother, two white guys, and an Asian kid who's about 5'3", was able to win the national championship. And it was, those games were amazing. Amazing. Of course, the year before, my squad gets it done. Something I never thought would happen 2 in 3 years. The year before that, Gonzaga choked to North Carolina. Couldn't shoot a lick. The year before that, obviously, Nova beat Carolina on the Chris Jenkins shot. I missed the tournament terribly. Terribly.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's what I miss most.
You tournament. Right, Dylan?
And especially this year, it's going to be a year where Rutgers was actually going to be in the tournament. I've been rooting for Rutgers.
That's your squad.
Yeah, 10 years now since I started applying there, I've been rooting for them.
That's your
I had
squad.
Nothing to even think of start, like being excited about basketball-wise, at least men's basketball-wise. Finally, they have a good team. They're going to be in the tournament. Doesn't happen.
I feel bad for the seniors. I mean, like, look at the kids at Dayton who had such an unbelievable year and they can't finish out the job. They can't see what they can do in the tournament. And I just feel bad for all the seniors. I feel bad for all the kids who don't get to play in this year's tournament. That might have been their only chance. Who knows? Especially the seniors. And there are seniors who would have been playing in their first tournament. Didn't happen. And I got to be honest, when this sports Armageddon came down, we're talking about, a couple weeks. Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks, and then, you know, we'll start hockey back up again in basketball. I got to be honest. I have no expectation that any of the seasons will resume this year. They might. Maybe they'll start again in June. I don't know. Maybe they'll do some kind of condensed something or other. I have no expectation of that happening. I think this is getting worse and worse and worse. Everything's shut down now. I told you I've been sequestered for 8 days. I went out once to return something at Nordstrom's last week, Nordstrom Rack. It's closed because of, you know, the governor basically suggested that it shut down. Well, it didn't say. He didn't say Nordstrom Rack shut down. He said, you know, stores that aren't essential to be open. So then I run over to the mall to go to the actual Nordstrom. That's closed. The whole mall's closed. That's when it hit me. This is real. You got Walmart's open, Target's open, Wegmans is open. Oh, I did go to Wegmans yesterday. I was thrilled. And then I went to Target afterwards. I did food shopping. I do like to go food shopping. I was thrilled to be out of the house. Couldn't believe it. I was so psyched. This is awful. I missed the tournament like nobody's business. There'd be games on tonight. I'd go home, watch games. Games tomorrow. It would whittle down to 16. By the way, I'm on tomorrow at 9 o'clock, so you have 6 hours of me straight with some syndication in between. So I'm back on 9 o'clock tomorrow till 12. Joe Stazak here till 10 o'clock tonight, 610-632-0975. Eagles, I'm sure you know most of this. The news of the day, they signed safety Will Parks, played 4 years from the Broncos, is from Philadelphia, apparently obliterated Tyler Zuli in the Oklahoma drill back in high school. I got a kick out of that. I don't really have any stories like that. Like, I have one story. I played in a beer league after high school. I played at Conestoga. I played hockey. And I play in a beer league. You know, we were represented by a bar. It was a fun league, really fun league. We're decent, but not great. Every year, we seem to fall short. We finally get to the title game, and we're playing this team, and guess who shows up on the other team? A kid named Ryan Mulhern. Not a household name. If you're not really into, you know, the depths of hockey, you probably don't know this kid, but he was drafted by Calgary in 1992, 133rd overall, something like that. He ends up playing for the Capitals. This kid played for the Capitals after us. But he played against us in this game. He had like 9 goals. A lot of guys made me look stupid, but he made me look really stupid. He scored like, again, 9 goals. They won like 16-1. And not only that, he's like doing the Danny Briere, the arm windmill after he scores. Going up on one leg, doing the pump. Dude, you're an NHL player. Most of us were like fourth line guys in high school. Like, really? Really, dude? That's all I got. That's all I got about that. But anyway, they signed Will Parks to safety. I do want to go over what they had done, what they haven't done, who has left the squad, who is here. I want to know what you think of what Howie has done of the new structure in the defensive secondary. And what do you think about the heart and soul of the team, Malcolm Jenkins, leaving and not getting much more money in New Orleans? Making $8 million a year. He was making just under that here. Now, I did not believe that Malcolm Jenkins was coming back because of the money he wanted. He should have gotten that money earlier when he was 27 or 28 because he deserved it. He deserved $13 million a year at that time. But now he's 32, 33 years old. All right? I don't blame the Eagles for not wanting to give him that kind of contract. But then he splits, and a day later he signs with New Orleans for basically just a scooch more than he was making here. I don't get that at all. I don't blame Howie for not wanting to unload a big contract on him. I remember one of Howie's faults is, and he admits it, he says he gets too attached to players. There's one guy I'm attached to. I got to be honest, I'm attached to Malcolm Jenkins. Heart and soul of the team is now gone. What do you think of that, considering he didn't get much more money in New Orleans, going back to a place where he won a Super Bowl when they beat the Colts back in 06? No, 06 was the Bears and the Colts. 11? Something like that. Heart and soul of the team. Above Carson Wentz. He was the heart and soul of the team. He's no longer here. I want to know what you think of that. 610-632-0975. Evan and Maniac might have some things to say on Malcolm Jenkins. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Evan?
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
How are you, man?
I'm pretty good, but, you know, bored with the no sports and all.
Oh, it's awful.
Also, you stole mine, too. I was going to do March Madness because I started a pool where I actually had to pay everybody back for their brackets.
Oh.
That's unfortunate.
Sorry about that, man.
No, nah, it's all good. And then I wanted to talk to Malcolm Jenkins as well. It doesn't make sense to me why they wouldn't just sign him and bite the bullet. And it kind of reminds me of what Seattle did, kind of let all their defense move on. And then it really took them like 3 years to get back to a playoff level.
Sure.
So, I mean, I think that's a big loss on the defense. I like getting the kid from Denver, though. That was a good signing today. But then I look at teams like Kansas City, teams like the Saints. They have a stacked offense, and they have okay defenses. So they can make it work. So I don't know why we couldn't make it work, why we couldn't get a DeAndre Hopkins or, you know, some sort of talent and keep Malcolm Jenkins too. So
see, that bothers me. I can understand if Malcolm Jenkins wanted $13 million a year at 32 years old, I get that. But he got $8 million, and that's what he was getting here. And he went to the Saints the next day, basically, and got $8 million there for 4 years. So I don't get that. I would have kept him for that amount of money. He's not 30, he's not 28 anymore. He's on the downside a little bit, but he can still play. And he's the heart and soul of the team. So I don't get what Malcolm Jenkins actually did there. I don't get that. If he was holding out and wanted a big contract, why all of a sudden did he acquiesce and sign with the Saints for basically the money he was getting here? I don't get that. DeAndre Hopkins now bothers me because they could have used a guy like DeAndre Hopkins. And to fleece Bill O'Brien like the Cardinals did, you know, Bill O'Brien should have been fired 4 years ago, all right? Not a very good coach, and he's a GM as well, terrible GM. David Johnson, really? For DeAndre Hopkins and a couple of picks back and forth? Really? DeAndre Hopkins, David Johnson? Did you hear what the actual story behind it was?
No, what was it?
Yeah, he basically, the coach.
They got into an argument?
Yeah, the coach called him out in front of the team, and I'm trying to think, what did he say? He criticized him. He said he also didn't like the people he was hanging out with, his crew.
Compared him to Aaron Hernandez as well, right?
Yeah. That's right. That's what he said. He said, the last time I called a meeting like this, it was with Aaron Hernandez. Very good. Thank you for reminding me that. I don't know how I forgot that. Yeah, that's unbelievable. Evan, I appreciate the phone call, man. I got to run. Bill O'Brien's a complete idiot.
There was also something about him saying he was upset that DeAndre kept bringing his child's mothers around.
Oh, yeah, the baby mamas.
Yeah, so it's like, that's right. Really?
He's got a few baby mamas. All right, a lot of them do.
Get Chip Kelly vibes from Bill O'Brien.
That should not be a problem. The guy, all the guy does on the field is produce. He's arguably top three wide receivers in the league. You can make an argument that he's the best receiver in the league. Eagles went after him hard. Would have been fantastic to land him. Because they lost Nelson Aguilar today. He signed with the Raiders. I know not people aren't going to be too disappointed about that. But considering all the injuries, he was the best receiver they had left standing. And he's the fastest receiver they have outside of DeSean Jackson, who played like, you know, six plays this year. So That's fine. He was getting paid $9 million a year. I get that. That's fine. Goodbye, Nelly. You know, you had a nice Super Bowl year. Other than that, you kind of stunk. They need wide receiver help big time. Big time. They signed a linebacker today. They signed Jatavius Brown. He was from San Diego to a one-year deal. Doesn't excite me. Here's what excites me. I like Javon Hargrove, the 3 years, $39 million, 26 guaranteed. I think him next to Fletcher Cox can be a force because Jim Schwartz doesn't like to blitz a lot. He likes to try to get home with his front four. I like that move. And, of course, how do you not like Darius Slay? The only problem I have is now he's the highest paid corner in the league, and they had to give up draft picks for him. If they had landed Byron Jones, they don't have to give up the third and the fifth or whatever they gave up for Darius Slay. And Byron Jones isn't the highest paid corner in the league. Darius Slay is now a little over $16 million a year. But I love the move. I love the move. And Matt Patricia, he also had a problem with Matt Patricia, former defensive coordinator with the New England Patriots, coach of the Lions. He said he wasn't elite. He criticized him in front of the team. Next thing he goes out and makes three straight Pro Bowls, leads the league in picks 1 year. Love the move. Love the move. Now, they're moving Jalen Mills to safety. I thought that's interesting. Who's the other corner? Who's going to play the other corner alongside Darius Slay? I don't know. But Rodney McLeod and Jalen Mills now will take over. Jalen Mills now taking over for Malcolm Jenkins. That's not an even swap. But, you know, we'll see. I think Jalen Mills will be fine back there at safety. They do need some help. They still need linebacker help. I want to get to where I think they are after a few days of free agency, better or worse, and I want your thoughts on that too. Are they better now or worse on paper? Because we don't know. We don't know how it's going to play out. We had the dream team in 2011. They stunk. We assembled, you know, like 19 free agents in 2017, win a Super Bowl. You never know how it's going to pan out. I want to know what you think, though, and how you would grade Howie after a few days of free agency. Are they better off or are they worse off right now? 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazak here till 10 o'clock tonight. Stick around.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, welcome back to the show. Joe Stazak here till 10 o'clock tonight with you, Dylan. Kane and Behind the Glass, taking your calls at 610-632-0975. If you want to talk to me, you got to talk to him. I'm here at 10 o'clock tonight. I'm back at 9 a.m. tomorrow till noon. Don't forget, this weekend's programming is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS, a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. You'll also receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Call 1-877-CARS, that's K-A-R-S for kids, or visit carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. All right, we're back. I know people want to talk about Darius Slay and Javon Hargrave. Here's the thing. Here's what I think, and I want to know what you think. I think the Eagles did a very good job acquiring Darius Slay for a couple picks. Also, Javon Hargrave. Like that move as well. Everything else is, you know, they signed Jalen Mills to a one-year deal, Nate Sudfeld to a one-year deal, Jatavius Brown to a one-year deal from San Diego, new linebacker safety Will Parks, $1 million guaranteed, Rodney McLeod, a two-year deal. Everything else, it is what it is. It's just stuff. Darius Slay, Javon Hargrave, those are the moves. Now, they lost. Big V goes to Detroit, 5 years, $50 million. God bless him. Jordan Howard, best running back on the team. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. Best running back on the team, gone, 2 years, $10 million in, I think he's in Miami now. He's gone. Malcolm Jenkins is gone 4 years, $32 million, $16.25 million guaranteed, maximum value of $35 million. Nigel Bradham gone, best linebacker they had. Nelson Aguilar, at least the best receiver left standing, is gone. Corey Clement, unfortunately, he's had so many injuries, they did not tender him an offer. He became an unrestricted free agent. Jason Peters, looks like they might part ways with him. Maybe he'll go to Tampa and be Tom Brady's left tackle, at least for a year, maybe two. I think he's got one good year left in him. So in looking at this, in my opinion, they're not as good. They're not as good as they were. They lost their best running back. They lost depth on the offensive line. They lost their best linebacker. They lost the heart and soul of their team. And they lost their Hall of Fame left tackle. Sorry, that's the way I see it. They're just not as good right now. Now, again, the draft is coming up, and that's where you make your bones. It's not in free agency. I mean, Howie won a Super Bowl in free agency in 2017. Doesn't happen often. It's been a disaster in the past. You build your team through the draft. He's not very good at drafting. He now has 8 picks because he gave up 2 for the Darius Slay move. So he needs to have a very, very good draft. And that goes without saying. Mike and King of Prussia on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, man?
How you been? I haven't talked to you in a while.
How you been, bud?
Good, good. Here's my problem. I don't like this Darius Slay move, and I'll tell you why. Here's the thing. We were told we were going to retool and get younger, right? And you just invested big money on what's basically a 2-year deal for a 29-year-old quarterback. That goes counter to what you just said about getting younger. You just let a bunch of players go so that your team could get younger. And if you wanted to acquire a top-tier wide receiver, you have less draft capital now to make trades to do that. So now you have to hit, you had to hit on your draft before, but now you have less picks to hit on that draft with, and you have less to trade up with if you were going to make a move. I don't like this move, and I didn't really like the Hargrave move because last year you spent big money on Malik Jackson to pair him with your super big money, Fletcher Cox. So you don't have 3 starting defensive tackles. I just don't understand. It seems like the moves they're making because the moves they wanted to make were taken away from them.
Well, like DeAndre Hopkins and
Byron Jones.
And Byron Jones.
It seems like they got caught with their pants down again, and they reacted, and they made these moves to say, look what we've done. But you can't invest that much money in your D tackles, and you spent big money on a guy who is coming off a bad season. Darius Slay, to everybody who's super thrilled, he came off a bad year last year. So
played for Detroit, I'll chalk it up to that. I think he's a good corner. I think he's a very good corner.
Yeah,
one
but
of the best
he's
out
on
there.
The downswing of his career now.
I don't know. Like, he's still in his 20s.
He's 29. I mean, he just turned 29. Fine, but you needed speed and to get younger and. I don't see how this is a good move in that way. I don't get it.
Well, we shall see. They've had trouble in the past signing big-name defensive backs. Byron Maxwell was one of them.
Nnamdi
Asomugha was another one.
This is Nnamdi 2.0. Everybody's hyping this guy up, and he's going to come in here, and he's going to get torched, and then we're going to be Nnamdi 2.0 again.
Well, I certainly hope not, Mike. I appreciate it. Now, I still think it's a good move. I like the Darius Slay move. I think he's 3-year deal. He's got at least 3 years left in him. He's still in his prime. He's only 29 years old. I know they want to get younger, and that's why Malcolm Jenkins, they didn't make too much of an offer to him. They need to get a lot younger. One of the oldest teams in the league last year. But again, I think the guys they lost trump the guys that they have brought in so far. So far. Most of free agency, the big names, the impact guys, it's dried up. You have Ndamukong Suh still out there, I believe. Jameis Winston still out there. There are a couple of guys still out there. I think the NFC is going to be bad this year. I think the Eagles will be fine. I think the NFC East will be bad again. Dallas. What did they do? All right, they signed HaHa Clinton Dix, 1 year, $4 million. That's fine. Amari Cooper got a 5 year, $100 million deal. Gerald McCoy, defensive tackle, nice move. Dak, exclusive franchise tag. That bothers me a little bit because I think they made a fair offer to Dak to make him one of the top three, top five paid quarterbacks. He's not the top quarterback in the league. Just because he's next up doesn't mean he should be the top paid quarterback in the league. I think they made fair offers to Dak. I don't know what he's thinking. But again, he's been franchise tagged. Sean Lee signed for another year. Darian Thompson resigned to safety. They did lose. Here's what Dallas lost, which is good for the Eagles. They lost cornerback Byron Jones. They lost defensive end Robert Quinn. Signed with the Bears for $70 million. They lost defensive tackle Malik Collins. He went to Vegas along with Jason Witten. And, you know, no big deal. Jason Witten's 100 years old. Also lost wide receiver Randall Cobb. They've kind of structured their team the way the Rams did a few years ago, paying huge, huge money to several, probably too many of their players. Of their stars, and then that catches up with you, and then you have to, you know, you have to get rid of guys you may not want to get rid of, and I think they are not as good as they were last year. I think Washington, first of all, they need offensive line help. They need an edge rusher. Who doesn't? And they need a tight end. I'm looking at who they signed. I anybody here stand out? Thomas Davis is played with Ron Rivera. He's a linebacker. He's joining his coach again. Safety Sean Davis signed a 1 year, $5 million deal. Here's the deal with Washington, and I've said this before. I'll say it again. I said it to Tyler. I said it to Dylan before the show started. Washington has the number two pick overall behind Cincinnati. Everyone thinks they're taking Chase Young, the defensive end out of Ohio State. And Daniel Snyder, apparently the owner, one of the worst owners in the league, loves him. He's fallen in love with Chase Young. If they pass on either Burrow or Tua at number two, they will be mired in mediocrity to less than mediocrity for the next 15 years. I don't love Dwayne Haskins. And I know teams are hesitant to put a lot of capital into a quarterback back-to-back years. Cardinals did it. They got rid of Josh Rosen. When Kyler Murray came along, no sense of, you know, keeping a mistake if you made a mistake. If they pass, because these guys are franchise quarterbacks. Kid from Oregon, Herbert. Tua to me is a Hall of Famer. Burrow, I think, is going to be a decent quarterback. I think Tua is the best of the crop. I think he's one of the best prospects I've ever seen if he can stay healthy. If they pass on a quarterback at number two and take Chase Young, they will be as mediocre as ever for the next 10 to 15 years. So, if you're an Eagle fan, and we're talking about the NFC East, pray that they take Chase Young. Pray that they take Chase Young so the Eagles can go up against Dwayne Haskins twice a year. Fine with me. I'm cool with that. All good here. Mike McCarthy, new coach of the Cowboys. Ron Rivera, new coach of the Washington Redskins. Joe Judge, new coach of the Giants. Three of the four teams have new coaches. You think they're going to be good this year? I think it's the Eagles' division to lose. I'm not sure how good they're going to be. I'm very disappointed in the quarterback. I think he's a star talent, but can't stay on the field. He needs to stay on the field for this team to go anywhere. Nate Sudfeld, they signed to a one-year deal. I still think they need to bring in a veteran quarterback to, I think it's extremely important to sign a decent backup quarterback. Case Keenum, I would have signed Case Keenum. Browns ended up signing him, gave him a lot of money too. I would have loved to have seen Case Keenum be the backup here. Went 13-3 with the Vikings a couple years ago. Got smoked here in the NFC title game, but 13-3 through the miracle pass against the Saints. Pretty good backup quarterback. Nate Sudfeld, he's thrown one career touchdown pass, I think. If that. No, that's Chase Daniel. He's thrown no career touchdown passes. Played one game against Dallas, and it was a meaningless game, and he put up no points. 610-632-0975. So are the Eagles better, or are they worse? And what's your go-to activity now that there are no games? What do you do at night? What's your thing? How bored are you? How miserable are you that the tournament isn't here? That you can't watch the Flyers as hot as they were? That streak gets halted. That momentum gets halted. What's your go-to activity at night as we are in the midst of sports Armageddon? I'm Joe Stasiak here till 10 o'clock tonight on 97.5 The Fanatic. We're coming right back.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back to the show. Joe Stasiak in the house. Talking Eagles football and the free agency market that has pretty much dried up. There are a few named free agents out there still, but for the most part, it's done. Everyone went into a frenzy and did their thing, and Robbie Anderson still out there from the Jets, wide receiver. Jadeveon Clowney still out there. Defensive end, played for the Seahawks. Remember, the Eagles were interested. Well, we were hoping they were interested in him. Rashad Perryman, wide receiver for the Bucks, still out there. Ndamukong Suh, defensive tackle for the Bucks, still out there. And Jameis Winston, without a home. What do you do with Jameis Winston? 33 touchdowns, 30 picks last year. 30 picks. Threw for 5,000 yards. 30 interceptions. He's a walking turnover. I wouldn't touch him with a 50-foot pole. I wouldn't. You have to have ball security to win in this league. Turnovers will kill you. 30 interceptions. Never met an interception he didn't like to throw, but he's still out there. He was the number one pick overall 5 years ago. Number one pick is now without a job. The number two pick, Marcus Mariota, is now a backup to Derek Carr in Vegas. I mean, maybe he'll be given an opportunity to win the job, but how about that? The number one and number two picks. Busts. Anyway, we're talking about the Eagles and what they've done and who they've lost. And Malcolm Jenkins goes to New Orleans for $32 million over 4 years, got a $9 million signing bonus. Eagles didn't want to touch that. It wasn't a whole lot much more money than he would have gotten here. But he's 32 years old. He's on the downside of his career. But he was the heart and soul of the team. And they lost him. They lost Jordan Howard, in my opinion, the best running back on the team. Had the most yards of any running back in the first 3 years of his career. Had 30 touchdowns in 3.5 seasons. Had 6 here, and he only played half a season. Averaged 4.4 yards per carry here. Again, Malcolm Jenkins gone. Nigel Bradham, their best linebacker, released. Nelson Aguilar gone. Corey Clement gone. Jason Peters gone. Big V gone. What did they bring in? Well, Javon Hargrave. All right, cool. I like that. Rodney McLeod, they signed again. I like that. 2 years, $12 million. Jalen Mills, I'm okay keeping him around. We'll see what he does at safety. I don't know if he can fill Malcolm Jenkins' shoes. I like the Darius Slay move. I'm not in love with it, but I like it. It's an upgrade. It's definitely an upgrade. If they got Byron Jones, I'd have been happy with that too. But it's definitely an upgrade as to what they have. Now, again, We thought Byron Maxwell was the answer. We thought Nnamdi Asamoah was the answer. Those blew up. You know, we'll see if this blows up. He had a great year 3 years ago. He had 8 interceptions and like 19 pass defenses. He only had 2 interceptions last year. Didn't have a great year the last 2 years. But I still think he's an upgrade for what they have. He is a legitimate starting cornerback. And so I like what they did there. I don't know who's playing on the other side of him. Jalen Mills obviously is not, which is interesting. I would have thought that Jalen Mills would have had one of those starting cornerback jobs, and they would have found another safety. They did sign another safety today, local kid Will Parks, played with the Broncos for 4 years, $1 million guaranteed, $1.6 million deal. But they still need linebacker help. They still need wide receiver help big time, and they need offensive line depth. They need offensive line depth. Who knows if Andre Dillard is going to be able to protect Carson Wentz's blind side? Is Jason Kelce coming back? I don't know. Big V's gone for what he was and how often we criticized him. Played well in the Super Bowl and gave them depth. 5 years, $50 million. Are you serious? Are you serious? Big V, 5 years, $50 million for Detroit. Unbelievable. Let's go to my girl, my favorite caller, Linda and Balakim with you on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Linda?
Oh, everything. Everything wonderful.
Awesome.
I don't have the heart to criticize anything. With this virus and all the innocent people that are sick or worse, well, we're on lockdown now, Joe.
Yeah.
No visitors, no nothing. That's fine with me. I don't want nobody coming here unless they're a doctor or a nurse. And that's the only ones what's allowed in. We're allowed to get food delivered to us. And we're only allowed out if we have to. In other words, if we go to the food store.
Pretty much.
Who the heck wants to go out anyway?
Right.
So.
No. I'm getting a little stir crazy, but I certainly don't want to come down with the virus, so I'm going to have to just deal with it.
Well, I told the producer I'm catching up with you guys. The lady underneath me, I moved into my new dig.
Oh, congratulations.
It's just humongous. I get to walk from room to room. It's a one-bedroom apartment, kitchen, beautiful.
Awesome.
I have beautiful furniture. People helped me.
Fantastic.
And catching up with you guys means somebody downstairs. Give me a flat screen HD TV.
Right, I remember you telling me that. How's that going for you?
Well, it's hysterical. Comcast come out last Saturday to hook me up, and I was all thrilled. Except the box didn't work. Everything you told it to do, it didn't do. It wanted me to buy everything when I already had it. So they come out Thursday, and they hooked me up to this new box, and it was wonderful. It's wonderful. And you know what's good, honey? A lot of stuff now is free. A lot of the networks, the Showtime.
Netflix is free for a while.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a computer. So Netflix is for computers, ain't it, hon?
No, you can use it on your TV if you have a smart TV.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, there's so much to watch. My new package, I got Epix, it's called, because I'm a horror freak, Joe.
Oh, yeah, is that right? Okay.
Oh, and Westerns. And between Westerns, well, they have a total of 2,200 movies on Epix, and it's only $6 a month.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So when I ain't listening to sports radio, and, you know, I do miss my Flyers. And I don't think, honey, they're going to start up again. I just don't feel it. They'd have to squeeze so much in.
Into so little time.
And yes, and there's not a, and that's why all I heard people was complain about what the Eagles done. And I thought, geez, and crackers, can we please wait?
Wait, have a lot of people complained about what they've done so far?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, I did not know that.
Sports radio like I do, 25, even taking the bet with me. You know that. I got it going on. And they're just moaning, and I'm thinking, you know, y'all better get on your hands and knees and pray that we have a season. Because that's not guaranteed either.
I know,
Joe.
It's not guaranteed. At least, though, there's hope for that. I don't think basketball or hockey happens, and baseball will start like halfway through the season. But I think football still happens.
Well, I sure hope so. And whatever the Eagles do, I'm sure they're going to be fine, honey. You know, I'm an eternal optimist.
I know you are. I love that about you.
Well, I'm a little strange otherwise, but that's all right, honey.
Of course it is.
Nobody has to put up with me but my friends here, and they love me.
We all do.
Oh, thank you, dear. Anyway, I wish everybody stay safe, stay well, and I love you all. God bless you. Take care, Joe.
You too, Linda. Stay healthy. Love you. We'll talk to you later. Linda from Bala. One of my favorite callers. Got to take a break. Interesting stuff. Always a good call. Always the eternal optimist. People say I'm negative. I'm just calling it like it is. I didn't know that people were complaining a lot about it. I haven't listened to a ton of sports radio this week. Although the last few days I've been kind of keeping my ear to the radio. I thought some folks were excited about what they've done, but in terms of what they've lost versus what they've done, I just think on paper they're not as good. They're not as good. Now, again, the draft will tell, but again, you're drafting rookies. Are rookies going to make an impact? With Howie's track record of rookies to make impacts early? Not real good. Don't count on it. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazak. Coming right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.